It's Party Line on a Saturday morning on WBEV, and I'm welcoming to our WBEV airwaves Watertown Mayor Robert Stocks. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, good morning. I appreciate you having me on.
I noticed that your background includes some teaching. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your career and how you wound up running for and being elected mayor of Watertown?
I'll try to keep that story kind of short. Yeah, I taught at St. Henry's in Watertown for a year, eighth grade, taught Schurz third grade for 5 years, middle school for 15, the first 12 doing sixth grade, and seventh and eighth after that. In the last 4 years, I spent teaching a combined four or five classroom at Lebanon Elementary. Actually returned yesterday. They had some kind of a fundraiser, and I had had two pies thrown in my face. And the DARE officer, Stacy, she was there as well, and she got Philly strained. So interesting because I work with her now in a different way. So fun times. Yeah, I was always a crazy science teacher doing a lot of crazy science experiments and always wanting to do something out of the box. I, even as mayor, a few weeks ago, I spent several hours in a dog kennel at the Humane Society for a fundraiser as well. Pie in the face. Sorry.
That's okay. The things that mayors do for their community.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Again, Robert Stocks, the mayor of Watertown, joining me on Party Line on WBEV today. Tell me a little bit about how, and I see you worked with a number of the committees on the Housing Authority. Tell me about the road, the decision you made to run for and become mayor of Watertown.
Yeah, former mayor David Lenz helped me get an Eagle Scout project at the age of 15. When I invited him to my Eagle Scout ceremony, he brought then State Senator Barbara Lohrmann and the assembly person, Randy Radke, to my presentation. They gave me a plaque, said some real nice things, and kind of had a profound impact on my life. So kind of always looked at people as in government as more of role models a little bit. So there was an opening in my district and ran for alderman back in 2012 and got involved in state government and have been involved ever since. Running for mayor was something I always thought at a younger age, and honestly, probably left my blood like 7-8 years ago, but I had a group that approached me a couple years ago about running. I said I didn't want that. They said, "That's why you should." And I talked over my wife a little bit, and here we are 2 years later. It was a long road, but went to every meeting I could and left that school day teaching anatomy and didn't know if I'd be coming back in the same role I was before or never come back again. So it was an emotional time, but I'm happy to help the community and actually the surrounding areas as well, meet with leadership in your community as well, but in the county and all the local municipalities around the area, and start working together to promote safety and growth throughout all the areas.
Super. Again, Robert Stocks, mayor of Watertown, with me on the phone. Let's talk about, give you an opportunity to discuss a few of the maybe accomplishments that have taken place so far this year. What are some of the things you're most proud of in recent months, last year or so, over in Watertown?
Yeah, and I'll say some accomplishments, but just to remember, it was all the city staff and people in the community that would make these things happen, but right after I got sworn in, the bridge opened up, and on Main Street, that was hard for the business owners downtown, and that opened up right away. Johnsonville in town recently added 75 new jobs. They created a second shift harvest. They always had a first and second shift production, but had a second shift harvest, so 75 well-paying jobs. And our hospital, Watertown Regional Medical Center, just expanded their senior behavioral health unit. They added 11 new beds, which gives them a total of 26, and it is now the largest geriatric psychiatric ward in Wisconsin. Richard Canton runs a hospital, and has done an excellent job there. And also recently, kind of my background too, the first kindergarten museum, is by the Octagon House in Watertown, one of our biggest tourist attractions. And recently had an addition put on for interactive computer features, smart boards, a lot of hands-on activities. So I spoke at that and talked about the importance of education. And it was very interesting going there because I used to take my third graders on a field trip. The church school where I taught was within walking distance. So it was really exciting to see that open up. And it's just the building is just wonderful and great for the community. I think those are my top four right now.
That's great. I was, I'm fascinated by the fact that Watertown has a committee on tourism. So all communities, all municipalities, counties, they rely on ag, industry, commercial, and then also I just totally and tourism. Is tourism a really big component to what's going on there in Watertown? Tell our listeners about, you mentioned the Octagon House, the kindergarten. Tell me about what lures people to Watertown these days.
Yeah, the tourists are Tourism, Main Street, and Chamber are all in the same building. And our tourism is run by Robin Kaufman, and she does a great job just with online, with Facebook, all the restaurants that are on their page, advertising everything. If it's a nonprofit, we just had some ad tech company in town here just did a trunk or treat, and I stopped there last Saturday, and it was like probably between 1,000 to 1,500 people there. It was the third year in a row, but social media can be a really good holiday of people in a community together. And that building, the chamber, all they do down there, they're working on getting an art museum downtown right now as well. And anything that attracts people in town, we have a lot of parks. We have, I think, 30 parks. And local youth sports draws a lot of people in the town. And when they find a way to find a restaurant, go see a movie or a place to stay, it's tourism in Watertown is ramping up very well. We have some good people that are helping make that happen right now.
Again, the mayor of Watertown, Robert Stocks, on the phone with me on Party Line today. Give us a thumbnail, if you could. 15, 20 seconds, promote the Octagon House, and then what the first kindergarten facility is about.
Yeah, Schurz School in town is named after Margarita Schurz, who was the first teacher there, but yeah, it was, I believe, like 1854 that it opened up. She taught kindergarten for about 12 years. Carl Schurz built the Octagon House, and it's back then you got taxed on the windows, so it's all large doors full of glass. But the huge building, got a museum there. It's a great place to go. It's only like, you charge a couple dollars for a tour of it. A lot of things are free in there, too, in the first kindergarten area.
And you mentioned work toward an art museum. Give us a little bit more about the status of that.
That's in the works. We have a building. There's a owner that owns several buildings in town that offered the building up. Recently renovated the second and third floor. And right now working on having with some other areas that have like a traveling art, though they'll move features once in a while. And the top level has a huge skylight. It's all painted white right now, but that's in the works. But hopefully it comes through. I think it'd be great to people come down and get a cup of coffee or something to eat or watch a movie, visit a park, or come for a sports event and have somewhere else they can go.
We may have already or may have already led you to touch on a couple of these other topics, but as you look ahead for the city of Watertown, you as mayor, what are some of the prime things on your to-do list? What are goals and accomplishments you have in mind heading forward in Watertown?
Yeah, well, promoting tourism is one of my biggest goals, which I think the city is on the right track of doing that. But we have we had a chance, and it's coming through fruition. It was just, delivered at a Marine Corps park over by the airport. And we are going to have a Vietnam Wall Memorial installed, one of the miniature ones. It's 80% size of the one in Washington, D.C. So D.C.'s have a max height of 10 feet, which would be max of 8 feet. We got two sections that are 108 feet long, so 360 feet total. It's going to have down lighting facing the airport, so anybody on the airplane will see it lit up, even from the air. But that's all sponsored locally, the VFW, Legion, AMVETS, Marine Corps League, and we're working to get fundraising for it. We have parts of it that were going through the parade on 4th of July. So all just done through sponsorships and donations. And delivery going to be installed. The whole project is going to be like $600,000. No tax money or anything involved in it. In fact, they even offered the guys putting in, like, we could have street crew help dig some out. They said, no, it's always been kind of the Marine Corps League and the veterans sponsoring that, and it's going to be great. They're going to have a sign on I-94 talking about it. So that's something I try to make happen as fast as possible. So the staff in Watertown went through site plan, planning commission, the airport commission, safety, and common council as quick as possible so they had the okay to start funding for it. That's probably my dad's a Vietnam veteran. My father-in-law was in the Navy, World War II vet. My son's in the Air Force. My youngest son is leaving November 17th for basic military training through the Army. So I kind of personally, too, very important, but I think the community is very important, too. Another thing we're looking forward to, the actual project that's off of Katy Street in Watertown. It's going to come through. If it comes through, it's right on the river at 68 units, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. That's something that's got to come through Common Council, too, and hopefully gain the finishing touches on that. I'd say those two are in top priority right now.
Okay. Back to the Vietnam War Memorial, somewhat downsized, coming to Watertown. Two questions about that. When might that be open to the public? And just a very specific question, since it's going to be somewhat smaller than the memorial in Washington, will that actually have the names of individual soldiers who lost their lives in the Vietnam War? I'm just curious about that particular point.
Yes, exactly the same. There's a couple traveling ones, and one actually came to Watertown probably about 7-8 years ago. They travel around the United States. This one's designed as a traveling one, but will be installed permanently. It does have all the names, 80% the scale, the size of D.C. We actually have, I can think, Barham and Schwefel, a couple last names, people that lost their lives in Vietnam, that our detachment here in town is named after. Their names as far as, and other names in the Watertown area and throughout the state, throughout the country, all of them are on there, 55,000 or so names. Wow. I actually recently just took my father on an honor flight May 31st, and we're actually just there at the memorial, and he had special emotions being at that wall. So bringing it here to town, the people in the area, I think is just very important for all the veterans and their families and the whole community.
And again, a target for completion, a target for that being available to the public?
The original date was supposed to be on Veterans Day on November 11th. I think it's going to be installed, so I'm hopeful end of November and December possibly. There's different parts to it. For the installation, be put in, and they want to have down lighting and things, so we'll see how weather holds out. December can sometimes have some better weather, so hopefully the end of the calendar year will be ready.
That's great.
Yeah.
We're going to take a brief break. I'm speaking with Robert Stocks, the mayor of the city of Watertown, and we'll be back with more with the mayor on the other side of these few commercial words. Want to mention to our listeners, if there's a question you'd like me to pose to the mayor of Watertown, you can text that to me right now, 920-887-9595, our WBEV talk and text line available to you. More with Robert Stock. Socks from Watertown right after these messages. It's Party Line on WBEV. My guest, the mayor of Watertown, Robert Stocks. And again, if there's a question you'd like me to pose to Mr. Mayor, 920-887-9595. The Art Museum, the incoming Vietnam War Memorial recreation. All kinds of things taking place in Watertown. I don't even think you got around to the Urban and Bike Trail.
I have not, no. That urban bike trail has been in for several years, but the county and state has it's kind of stopped at Exonia, and I think part of it from McCormick, the Exonia was in there, but the completion of it, it's supposed to be done like fairly soon, the next couple of weeks, so being able to take us from Watertown all the way to Conwalk, and that's over by Concord Avenue, where kind of the Conwalk Avenue Street Bridge is. It starts off, and I've used it with my own family. It's a nice path, whether you want to walk it, hike it, you want to run for a while, or take a bike. It's a great, bike trail.
Okay. I was looking at the council agenda, the most recent council agenda, and there was quite a presentation about the upcoming reconstruction of downtown of Main Street. I want to tell our listeners a little about what is upcoming in Watertown, I guess, in 2028.
Yeah, right now, plan for 2028, reconstructing all the way from Church Street down past 9th Street or so. So it'll be in different phases, but Watertown will be open for business the entire time in 2028. There'll be plenty of parking on the sidewalks and side streets, surface lots. Right now, we've been kind of fixing up back alleyways, along for rear entrances to have ADA accessibility. So some businesses, like, you know, like corners, they might have a entryway from both sides, but there's some that have back doors that are more designed for bringing in their supplies. But yeah, we're working hard to get prepared for it in 2028.
What are the two or three main goals of that reconstruction?
Yeah, hopefully to allow businesses, if they want to hook up larger water mains, to offer sprinkler systems, this would be the time to do it because everything's going to be ripped up. So that's number one. Number two is to make our lighting and pedestrian area more friendly, or maybe a bump out so people only have to cross two main lanes rather than crossing the parking areas and two lanes, and restructuring our one-way streets to make them safer too. It's a good time. We've already put bump outs, and what's one-way street and two-way streets determines where they would go. So just taking a look at the future, what's safest for people downtown, whether they're biking or walking, make it safe and beautify it a little bit more. Trees, benches, yeah.
That's great. Again, targeting 2028, but we'll be keeping our listeners abreast of that as we get a little closer to that. A few other things about Watertown I just wanted to ask you about. You mentioned the number of historical, the trails and the parks that you've got. There's another service, a shared ride taxi service that you folks offer. I just wanted to ask you about that. How does that serve the community? How does that work?
Yeah, the transit committee was formed. So actually a former mayor, Fred Smith, had kind of started that in the 90s. There's even large vans that will take students. They can hold 15 or so students to it of a minimal charge. But that's actually funded locally a little. We fund some locally, and then we get grant money from state and federal. So there are some guidelines for that. Like, we have to be open on holidays, have to be open Christmas and New Year's Day, and Easter has to be a minimum of two taxis on those days. So there's hours we have required to be open and have to have a minimum of so many taxis in certain parts of the day to qualify for those grants. But the grant money is used so that the fares can, I guess, be less expensive.
Yep.
So generally they're $4 to $5. I believe the kids pay less. I used to be on the transit committee quite a few years ago. But, yeah, it's a program. It's for people that, if they're disabled, don't have a car, it's great for them to get to medical appointments or to school if it's a kid, do a grocery shopping if they can't drive or don't have a vehicle, and for a rather inexpensive
sure
price.
Yeah. Well, what a great, no, I just find that to be a wonderful quality of life asset that you've got in the community.
Yeah, it's even my own parents have used the service too. So it's important. Trying to find a way, because I know when school in and out, that's a tough time. That I've had a lot of people tell me that 8 to 9 area, and then after school at 2:30 to 3:30, it's hard to get a taxi. That's because they're busy with the schools as well. So trying to get that resolved somehow. Good problem to have, I guess, that they're using it. So
absolutely. Watertown is located in both Dodge and Jefferson counties. Another question I wanted to ask the mayor. Does that make life a little bit more difficult for you?
It can, especially for our finance department. So the actual project that I spoke of, it's on the county line, and we just had to move our tax increment district to TID a little bit to incorporate both counties, because if that the building goes through, a hallway is going to separate the county line. So one half is going to have a 52098 area code or zip code, and the other half 52094. They'll have different aldermen, they'll have a different county chairperson that represents them. So it's unique that way too. But tax-wise, the rates for Dodge and Jefferson are different. So on our finance, it puts some pressure on them a little bit, depending on what side. One house, the same house, has a different value depending on what county you're in. So it's not too much of a struggle, just for the few people in the finance have to try to figure it out a little bit. That gives them some extra headaches during tax season, I think.
Okay. I'd like to ask you more about housing. I know your background before being the mayor was on the Housing Authority. You talked about that one project, I believe you said, I can't remember the number of units you were talking about.
But 68. That was 68 apartments in Oxbow, yeah.
That's great. Just how about the issue of housing in general at Watertown? Is that a big concern for members of the community? Seems it's one of the concerns I hear from all municipalities, from the local to the county level. What's the housing situation in Watertown these days?
Yeah, I mean the leadership in Dodge and Jefferson County with all the local other mayors and city administrators. So trying to help each other out. If Jefferson has a new business go up, creates jobs, they need somewhere to live. So we work together quite a bit. Whether we got those Johnsonville jobs here in Watertown, maybe people from out of town are working there. We have people that need to live somewhere too, not just Watertown, the whole area, including Beaver Dam. But we've got Rock River Ridge that's got 77 single-family homes. There's about 20 that have been are ready to go that people moved into even a few months ago. Got five twin homes on it. There will in the future. There's two up right now, but this thing would be built in the next year or two. And that would be 10 more units. And then on it, we just had a groundbreaking for the Lumen Terrace apartment complex, which is going to be 94 units, four different buildings. So total, that's like 170 some living units in that area. That's going up by the new YMCA, which I had mentioned. Actually, Red Ribbon Cutting is actually November 8th. So the new Y is going to be opening up, I believe, Monday the 10th. It's right on the river, so that's, I guess I forgot to mention before, too, but with that Y going up, that whole area is going to have 170-some living units going up. We just had a groundbreaking for Edgefield, and that is actually close by the current Johnsonville plant on Highway A going towards Lake Mills. That's going to have about 55 single-family homes to it. Lot sizes differ with the size, so it can housing could be a less expensive house compared to even more, just like the Rock River Ridge I just mentioned to you. And then another one that's going up in the area by WizTech, by Kloss and Codings, is the Enclave at Hunter Oaks. And that's got, I think, 44 to 46 single-family homes. There's 8 to 12 up right now. And I know the first four that were being built this summer are ready to be moved in soon. It also encompasses about seven condos and a couple other twin homes as well in that area. So we're going to have, I don't want to mention too, but we're going to have like 270, 280 new units here in the next year, the 2 years. And with the Oxbow, that's going to be another 68. That'll be a couple years down the line. We also have Habitat Humanity. It's building six duplexes over by MATC, right by Highway 19. That groundbreaking is actually like in 2 weeks or so. And they are also going to be 12 additional duplexes, possibly switching some of those being single-family homes in that near area also by MATC. So I'd say we're going to look at 350 to 370 total new units of housing coming in the next couple of years.
That's great news for the city of Watertown, right?
Yeah, and the community as well, too. I know Jefferson's got multiple new businesses coming in. So Dale Opperman's the mayor there, and he's pretty excited that people working there might have a place to, give them an option. So
gotcha.
Not just Watertown, to help the entire community.
Mr. Mayor, I've got about a minute or so remaining. How about tell our WBEV listening area, some of our listeners, what are maybe a couple of your favorite things about Watertown, a favorite park, a favorite coffee shop? Just give our listeners a couple of things about Watertown, maybe they're not aware of, just to invite them to your community.
Yeah, I can think of several. I can think of many great coffee shops in town and restaurants. Great medical facilities all across the board. We got Maranatha Four-Year College in town here. We got MATC Technical College, a lot of great public and private schools. Watertown has over 30 parks with over 300 acres and probably one of the best frisbee golf courses in the state, right by the high school grounds. We got 7 miles of river for biking, kayaking, great fishing. I've lived in Watertown my life for 50 years. I fished when I was small, took my boys on the same areas of fish and kayaking. So I my parents brought me up in Watertown. I taught in Watertown. My wife's from Watertown. My sons are graduates from Watertown as well. So I think it's a great community. Great place to visit, great place to live.
And I'm glad we got a chance to speak with you about it. Robert Stocks, mayor of Watertown, Thank you for being with us on Party Line this morning, and help you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Again, Robert Stocks, Watertown Mayor, joining me today here on WBEV. About 10 minutes from now, we'll have the phone lines open once again for you on Want Ads.